We now turn to Viet Dinh. He was the Assistant Attorney General working under John Ashcroft. He now teaches at Georgetown University's Law School. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'd like to talk to you about the next Attorney General and what he or she might face. First, the confirmation process. What should we expect?
I think that the confirmation process, unfortunately, has devolved into a debate not only the person's character and qualifications, but a body check to affect future policy. And so whoever it is, I think we can anticipate a fairly aggressive confirmation process that focuses not only the person's qualifications, but on the ongoing policies that he or she would seek to effectuate.
Once John Ashcroft's replacement gets past that nomination process, what are the likely challenges and, I guess, priorities for the next Attorney General?
I think that for the Department of Justice, like any other department in town, it faces a task of not only trying to protect its core competency, but also trying to improve upon it in a period of organizational flux. H.R. 10, the intelligence bill, would probably be revived, and the ongoing reorganization of government in order to respond to the threat of terror will have significant impact on the Department of Justice, as well as carrying forth the underlying mission of protecting America against security threats and criminal threats.
You worked very closely with John Ashcroft on the U.S. Patriot Act. What about that?
I think that the law is set to expire, or significant portions of it, in October 26th of 2005. The president has already called for its reauthorization, and the USA Patriot Act was part of the campaign for president. So I think that the mandate from the people is there in order to reauthorize it. I think the hard work as to doing the fine tuning, dotting the I's and crossing the T's, to improve the act where necessary and to put in additional safeguards where essential will be a significant task. That will be a fairly political task because I think there is a fairly good consensus as to what the underlying policies are, but that will certainly be a major political activity for the new Attorney General.
John Ashcroft was a fierce advocate for the U.S. Patriot Act. He was also a very activist Attorney General. He had fierce admirers who applauded his courage and fierce critics who said he was a bit too willing to trample or twist the Constitution. In the end, what do you think his legacy is in terms of reshaping the prosecution and the enforcement of American laws?
I think that John Ashcroft will be going down in history as the most effective and the most powerful Attorney General in the history of this nation and the Department of Justice. Whether you agree or disagree with him, everybody has to recognize that he was the agent of change, leading an organization that was ad hoc and prosecutorial in nature into a proactive, preventive organization seeking to defend America against a future terrorist threat. He did that at the same time while meeting the core requirements of the job. We see in the last 3 years, violent crimes have decreased 31%. Rape and assault and other violent crimes have decreased specifically by approximately 30%. Drug demand is down among 8th, 10th, and 12th graders. Drug prosecutions are up. Corporate fraud prosecutions are up. And so while meeting and advancing the core competency of the Department of Justice, the Attorney General has also led a top-to-bottom organizational change in order to move it into a preventive agency in the fight against terror. That will be his continuing and enduring legacy.
Professor Dinh, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
Viet Dinh is a former Assistant Attorney General. He now teaches at Georgetown University's Law School.